a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Utah's Morning News with Tim Hughes and Amanda Dixon on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good morning, KSL News Time, now 7:30.
It's 32 degrees.
Speeds on I-15 starting to dip in Kaysville. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
KSL's top story this hour.
It is breaking news on KSL News Radio. Police in Juab County are searching for someone who shot at several vehicles along I-15 early this morning.
KSL News Radio's Amy Cobab is live in the KSL 24-hour newsroom with the very latest details. Amy?
Yeah, police say four vehicles were shot at while traveling in central Utah between Nephi and Scipio on I-15 at just around 3 this morning. Two people were injured with gunshots, but with non-life-threatening injuries. Witnesses described the suspect's vehicle as a light-colored SUV, possibly a Jeep Cherokee. And police also say they don't know where that suspect is now, but they think they may be heading southbound on I-15. They also are warning people to be on alert in the area and report any suspicious activity. They're also looking for any witnesses to contact the Utah Highway Patrol who may have seen something early this morning. And we'll continue to monitor this breaking story. And Sergeant Cameron Roden will join us later for the in-depth in about 10 minutes with the ongoing investigation. Reporting live, Amy Cobabe, KSL News Radio.
One man is dead, two others rescued after an apparent rappelling accident in Zion National Park. KSL News Radio's Nick White is live with the updated details. Nick.
Tim, rescuers say a group was rappelling in Heaps Canyon when they became stranded. Park officials say 31-year-old Andrew Arvig from Chesapeake, Virginia, was with two friends, and he had some difficulty rappelling past a rock ledge, as did the rest of his group. 30 rescuers were called out to help them down. Arvig's two friends were lowered without injury, but he was pronounced dead at the scene. It's unclear what happened or exactly how he died. Park officials say that remains under investigation. Reporting live, Nick Wyatt, KSL News Radio.
A pregnant woman is being called a hero after she helped rescue a West Jordan man from a burning house. KSL News Radio's Heather Kelly is live with a story. Heather?
Amanda, Sarah Mon says she saw the flames from a couple blocks away. She tells KSL TV's Dan Rascone she didn't think, she just jumped in her car and headed over to see if she could help. When she arrived, she ran up and banged on the door, even though she's almost 5 months pregnant, and says she could feel the heat of the fire.
I would hate to see the fire and know I didn't do anything and somebody died.
The man inside told Mon he was asleep and would have died if she hadn't woken him up. Fire officials are still investigating the cause of the fire, which started in the garage and spread to a neighboring house. Live, Heather Kelly, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national stories this hour. The Supreme Court will hear a case on Wednesday that could impact the landmark Roe v. Wade decision.
Lower courts have blocked Mississippi's ban on abortion after 15 weeks of pregnancy, saying it violates the Supreme Court decision that protects a woman's right to choose abortion before a fetus can live outside the womb. Texas passed an even more restrictive law banning the procedure after 6 weeks. Some legal experts say they cannot see how the court can uphold the 15-week restriction without entirely reversing the earlier court's Roe v. Wade decision.
That's ABC's Andy Field reporting.
Omicron is a concern, but not a cause for panic. That's the message from the White House and health officials as scientists work to learn more about the variant.
Scientists are racing to determine how dangerous Omicron might be as the new coronavirus variant spreads around the world. Cases involving Omicron have been detected in at least 17 countries. Doctors say the variant's high number of mutations could make it more transmissible, and preliminary evidence suggests an increased risk of reinfection.
ABC's M. Nguyen reporting from Washington.
Amazon warehouse workers in Alabama will get another chance to unionize after the National Labor Relations Board called for a new election. The board said that Amazon used unfair practices to pressure workers to vote against the union back in April. ABC senior national correspondent Terry Moran says union organizers will get another shot, but it could be a long shot.
They got thumped, the union did, in Alabama when they took this vote, losing 2-1. It's very, very hard to organize in the South in general. There's a cultural reluctance about unions. And as Amazon said, the minimum wage in Alabama is $7.20 an hour or something like that. They pay $15.30 an hour.
Again, that's ABC senior national correspondent Terry Moran.
A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are. And this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.